Welcome to the Surviving Outside Sales podcast. I'm your host, Mike O'Kelly. Hope everybody had a great rest of their April. Thank you so much. I just wanted to let everybody know that the numbers are in and the growth of the podcast is 13.5% above the highest downloaded month ever, breaking records. So thank you. I really appreciate that for everybody who's been listening. The podcast continues to get higher downloads per month. So I want to keep it rocking and rolling for May, and I want to keep providing tremendous value to the audience as well. So I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm going to keep showing up as long as you keep and continue to share, download the episode, talk amongst people, reach out to me, et cetera. I'm going to continue doing this because I absolutely love it. It's a way for me to, as I mentioned before, stay connected with the sales world, even though I'm not out there fighting the good fight with everybody every day. So thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate it. And I hope everybody has big expectations for a huge May going forward. I know that I do. So today, just want to kind of touch base and reiterate several things that kind of have been encapsulated the last couple of weeks. And flat out, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. And I don't want to burst anyone's bubble, but there are no shortcuts. There are no hacks. There's no tricks that you can implement to scale your sales business. What you're going to have to do is you're just going to have to go out there and work your plan harder than you ever thought possible. Now, it doesn't mean hustle. I'm not talking about the hustle culture that I kind of touched base on last week, and I'm 100% against. But what we're talking about is we're talking about creating a plan. We're talking about executing that plan, which means you got to get out there and do the work. Then it is analyzing the results. Hey, did your plan work? What parts did, what parts didn't? Your plan is not going to be perfect right out of the gate, so don't expect it to. And then fourth, refine that plan. And then just start the process all over again. Now, what you're going to have to do in order to have success is you're going to have to do that consistently for years. Okay? This is not about one little simple thing and all of a sudden your sales is going to explode. Okay? Sales and the sales game is simple. It doesn't mean it's easy. So what does that mean for you? You got to come up with a process and a system that's going to stand the test of time. I talk about this all the time. It's about processes and it's about systems. If you have the right process and you have the right system in place, your business is going to grow, period. Because you're going to have a backstop. So even if you don't say something 100% perfect, even if you don't believe that you ask the right question, if you do the right actions consistently, day after day, and you keep showing up and you keep working on your plan, working on your process, day after day, the results are going to come. I know that, especially with the podcast, there were some times where I thought to myself, I just want to give up. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't think it's working. I don't feel like it's reaching an audience. I'm just not feeling it. And I kept reminding myself, the podcast was not to make money. The podcast was here for me to continue verbalizing the process of sales, to speak to an audience that may or may not have heard these words before. Not necessarily my words, but the words of a 20-year sales professional who has been there, done that, who has failed and who's also succeeded and is willing to share both, not just the hits, not just the wins, but also the losses. But I will tell you this, there is no shortcut to success in sales. I'm going to repeat that. There is no shortcut to success in sales. You have got to put the work in. You have to have the right plan. You have to focus on the right people. And you have to have the right productive activities. It's not having activities for activity's sake. Everything you have to do has to be productive. You do that consistently enough, you will be successful. I guarantee it. I want to thank everybody who's been listening. Again, May was a fantastic month. Thank you to everybody who has been listening. I'm still working. I'm working diligently. I'm like that duck on the top. Everything looks calm and the feet are just pedaling underneath the water. I am working really hard on finishing my Sales Builder Blueprint, the online course. I know that a lot of people have reached out about it, so thank you. If you are interested in getting your hands on the Sales Builder Blueprint, please reach out to me, Mike, at Surviving Outside Sales. Shoot me an email. You can reach out a DM on LinkedIn and let me know you're interested, and I can give you the details before it comes out. It's going to come out in the next 2 weeks. I'm very excited. It is the just frameworks, blueprints, processes that I've used to scale 8 businesses very quickly in my past, and I want to share that with the audience so that you can do the exact same. Reach out to me, Mike, at Surviving Outside Sales. As always, please download the episode, share it with like-minded individuals. And one more thing, please go to either Apple or Spotify and rank the show. I would love for you to give me a 5-star ranking, but just rank the show. And it really helps with the algorithm, and it allows this show to reach a new audience that may or may not have heard of the show and may or may not have access to it. So please do that right now. And as always, thank you for showing up. We'll be back tomorrow. Surviving Outside Sales. Have a great day. Bye-bye.